Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along, episode 38 of the Milk Bar. Jason and actually Zoe. For the first time in a month, you've
no
turned
standing,
up.
I know. I've been on holiday.
No, you haven't. You've been playing at a computer shop in
Broome. I know. I've been playing shops. I've always fancied doing that, though.
How did the shop opening go?
Very good, yes. Had a lot of
Did you do it? Did you like cut the ribbon?
No, we didn't. We did it very low-key. We just opened the door.
Okay. Wasn't there one minute and then it was the next?
Yes. Well, we did give out free gifts.
Really?
For our customers.
You didn't send me a free gift. Where was my invite for a free gift?
You didn't come.
Well, you didn't tell me when it was opening.
I know.
Because whenever you're not doing this, I don't hear a damn thing from you for several weeks.
I know. No, we're going to do it properly in a few weeks' time. You know, like the big PC worlds, they have like a quiet one and then they have a big thing, don't they?
Yeah.
I'll invite you to that one.
Okay.
I did say in an email last week, well, come and have a look.
Yeah, but didn't tell me where it was.
Oh. It's in Brood.
Yeah, well, you know, Brood's not that big, I suppose.
No, it's not. There's one street and that's your lot.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up on the podcast this week then, Zoe?
Do you want me to run through the whole list or do you want to do a few?
No, well, let's see how you do and I shall correct you if you've misread any of the text messages I've sent you today.
Which are quite funny. There we have Oliver Rowe. He's from the Lichfield Youth Theatre. Mm-hmm. Talking to him.
They've got an event coming up which involves lots of songs from musicals starting on the 9th of March. We'll hear more on that later.
Very good. And then we've got Greta Allen from Soccer Buddies.
Yeah, Greta is going to...
Greta, not Greta.
No, I did, you know, you have spoken to her once before.
Yes.
Because Greta is the person you get the front of Asda. Okay?
Shaking hands.
Yes, that's the way it works, and smiling with a microphone.
I'm sure she's as pleasant as one of those.
She's much better than that.
Yes.
She'll be telling us all about the forthcoming events they've got with Soccer Buddy International and their little dome over in Warsaw.
Oh, yes, how it's going. Yes. It's been open a while now, hasn't it?
The official opening was a week or so ago, and they've got some sports relief events coming up. So
oh, good.
We'll talk more about that in a bit.
We've got It Bites as well, and I actually have a name now instead of a chap or whatever it was.
It's the lead singer from It Bites.
Yes, John Mitchell, who's going to be talking to us as well.
Yes, we have a charity single from them, which is being released last week in aid of the Cumbrian flood recovery. So we'll be having a natter with him.
Lots of charity, isn't there, recently?
There is. And also...
some happy ending in the studio, I do believe.
Well, that'll be the bloke stood behind
the band, here. Yes.
Hello, lads.
Hello. Hey, guys.
And one of them with very cold legs, I would think.
Well, have you checked them?
No.
Go on, over
Shall
there.
Shall I feel the temperature?
Go and feel his legs. That's Ben. He's,
if you dare.
There we
actually, no, it's quite warm.
And he's starting to blush now as well, which is quite... We'll be hearing some music from these guys in a moment of time. We've got Ash, Al and Ben. This isn't all the band, though, is it?
Three-fifths.
Yeah, three-fifths. Mathematicians as well, which is quite impressive. Don't start these fractions with Zoe.
I was good at maths.
Before you know, she'll be doing compound interest on you. But first we go to the phone lines. Who's on the line, Zoe?
We have Graham Dobson, and he's organising a charity line dancing. That's this coming Friday.
Graham, tell us all about it, mate.
The event is actually for helping the Citizen Advice Bureau in Wolverhampton, and we've got two top artists there. We've got Calico, who are one of the top line dancing groups in the country, and followed by the disco Big Dave, who's very well known in the line dancing world. Just trying to raise as much as we can for the event, you know, for the Bureau.
So it should be good for the charity then. How much are you hoping to raise?
It's difficult to say at the moment because obviously we haven't established exactly how many is going to be at the event, but hopefully 400 plus, could be more.
Is that just going to go towards helping the running costs of the...
No, it doesn't. It goes to a special fund that we have in the Bureau, and that is for helping people who are possibly... they're coming to the Bureau, they probably haven't got a benefit, something which is probably coming the next day. They might have children to feed, or they might need to visit a sick relative or something like that, and they haven't any money. And we normally give between £7.50 and £10 towards their, you know, the problem, you know. To
so it's an emergency fund?
That's what it is, emergency fund, yeah.
Do they have to pay that back at all?
No.
Oh, that's good.
It's a free donation from the Bureau.
And have you organised many of these events before? Is it like a regular thing?
Yeah, well, I've done about... this is about my 25th.
Oh, quite
only a few then.
Yeah, I've done about 15 for the Bureau, because I've done a couple some years, and then but I've run them for, say, the Good Shepherd Trust, who used to operate in Wolverhampton, the homeless hostel. And then the last three have been for people such as the Children's Ward at New Cross, the Neonatal Unit and the Deansley Ward. And I raised £800 for the Children's Ward last year.
Well, well done for that one.
It's one event, yeah.
You must have a massive total that you've made with the 25 events and altogether. So keep up the good work, is what I say. So what are the full details for the event? So it's Friday the 5th of March.
Yeah, Friday the 5th of March, yes. It's at the Goodyear Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 7.45 and ends at 12.15. And we've got, say, Calico, who are one of the top dancing groups in the country. And we've got Big Dave Disco.
And is there still tickets available for that?
Yeah, in advance, tickets are £7, and we normally charge £8 on the door.
Oh, so the people can just turn up on the night if they're passing?
Yes, if they wish, yes.
But if they want to get tickets in advance, how do they do that?
Well, they just phone me or the Bureau. My telephone is 01902 754 358, or the Bureau is 572211, and we can put them in an envelope on the door, and they'll just pay when they come to the door.
Brilliant. Well, I say good luck with that event. Should be well supported, I trust. And long may your work for these charitable causes go on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you ever so much.
Nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
So, half an hour.
Bye-bye.
So a charity event taking place in our city this coming Friday.
Yes, there's lots of charity on at the minute, don't you think? I wonder why.
I think everyone's desperate for some help in a lot of ways. Yeah. But, it's nice to know that there are people out there doing something. And if you're getting something back for it, you don't mind donating, do you?
Well, that's it. It's going to be a fun night, isn't it?
Yeah, well worth taking part in that one. If you fancy going down there for a bit of a dance around.
Will you be going, Jason?
No, I'm not a dancer.
As I say, I was thinking that. I'd like to see you do a bit of a dance.
Don't do dancing, no. And like the guys in the band, because Al's already been dancing around the milk bar already in the studio. What was all that about? Are you just hyperactive or something?
Oh, we're always hyperactive, yeah.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the band then. Where are you from?
Well, we're from a small town on the other side of Penkridge called Cannock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cannock, I know it well.
Yeah, we started up what is about half a year ago now, yeah.
Yeah.
Things have been pushing forward quite smoothly since then.
Mm-hmm. And where do you reckon your influences and that come from?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I'd probably say one of our biggest influences is a band called U-Me-At-Six. They're quite big at the moment.
And which pigeonhole do they go into? Because I have that blank look of someone who's never heard of them.
Well, I'm not really sure where to pigeonhole us, to be fair, but if I was going to try and put it, I'd say pop rock, pop punk kind of thing.
Okay, well, we'll see how you sound.
We shall let you know,
shall we,
Jason?
What's the name of the band? I'm saying you do the full introduction to your band.
Oh, sorry. Oh, let me admit, Some Happy Ending.
There you go, Some Happy Ending, yeah. So go on, do the piece, go on. And now to perform live.
And
go on,
now.
Do it.
No, wait. Wait, let me compose myself. And now performing live in the Milk Bar, we have Some Happy Ending.
Take it away, boys.
To me, I just wanted to break free. I just want you to hold on.
Hold on to me.
These things that you keep saying, I'm never gonna find a way in. I want you to love me so, I'll never let you go. This time, I'm gonna truth. I'm gonna see this through. I'm gonna find a way. This time, I'm gonna fight them all. I'm gonna stand up tall. I'm gonna be the one. This time, this beat inside my I just want you to save me.
Save me from you.
These games that you keep playing, I'm never gonna find a way in. I want you to love me so, I'll never let you go. This time, I'm gonna find the truth. I'm gonna see this through. I'm gonna find a way to save me.
Is that your first proper acoustic set as well for this sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Well done. Enjoy that. Yes. That was actually called This Time. Something we've not done before is to hear an electric version of the same song, but we'll do that later on in the podcast, okay? We'll get another one live one out of you before then. But liking the set, it's sounding good, isn't it?
Very good, yes. I'm surprising, actually, because...
Why would you think they've got it in them, looking at them? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, they're quite
one of
young.
Them up already, so
they're quite young looking, aren't they? And they're quite mature.
He's got a beard, so he looks older, so he gets served in pubs.
He's the youngest with a beard.
You won't believe how old he is.
No, but they do look quite young, don't they? But their sound is quite mature, I think.
Yes, how old are you all? Is it?
Me and Al's 17.
Yeah, and Ben's 16.
He's a baby. See, they could be my children.
They could. It's because you're very old, though.
Yes.
Are these interesting? Ben, are you normally the drummer?
I am, yeah.
Give him the microphone a minute, Al. So how come you stood there with the guitar if you're the drummer?
Because the other guitarist couldn't make it.
Okay, it sounds reasonable, but I'm actually impressed that a drummer's got another talent, because most drummers are just strange. Now they are. The drummers that we...
Well, Al's also a drummer.
Okay.
He's not the drummer. But.
A band full of drummers and singers.
I think actually nowadays you play a bit of everything, though, don't you? Because my son does a bit of drums and a bit of guitar, but he's... You know, you tap with things, don't you, when you're a musician?
Just get on with it, do what you want, if you feel like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just love the music. To be fair, so whatever keeps the beat going.
Yeah. So you do drums. Do you got any other instruments you play in the band?
I don't really play many other instruments in the band at the moment. But before we had one of our members, unfortunately, did leave. I used to play the drums, and I mean, we can all do a bit of everything. In all fairness,
tambourine. I could see a tambourine on his hip there, the way he's been dancing.
Okay, that's fine. You have your fantasies. We'll go back to the phone lines again. We'll talk to more in a bit, and we'll have another tune from you in a sec, okay? Meanwhile...
Greta Allen joins us now, Jason.
Hello, Greta.
Hello, Jason.
Now, you've had the launch of your Sports for Health Centre over in Warsaw since we last spoke. How's it all going down there?
Well, we're now open for business, and we're actually now just trying to sort out a programme for, well, an event for Sports Relief over Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st. So it's all over that weekend.
Yeah, so the BBC have got a very busy weekend of events, but it means there's people taking part up and down the country, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right.
And you're doing your bit in Warsaw.
We're going to do our bit, yes. We're going to do our bit. Yeah. On the Friday between 12 noon and 6 p.m., we're going to do a free kick challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Saturday, we're going to do like a family day where we're going to have like Wii Fitness Challenge and maybe like Xbox, sort of like the FIFA 2010.
Yeah.
So we may do a challenge on that as well for the youngsters and things like that. So really going to be a good fun day.
So busy Friday and Saturday for you. And there's loads of other stuff going on as well down there, isn't there? Because you've still got all your other work that you're doing, the Soccer Buddy International you're working with.
That's right.
And there's quite a lot of important work you've been doing for girls and women's football, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. We're actually doing sort of like girls and ladies football because I think that because it's going to be a World Cup year, there's a lot of women, I think, that likes football, but maybe shy away from it a little bit. So we want to get girls really active in doing football and ladies as well. So we're going to be doing sort of a league for them as well, Jason. So
I think I'd be a good weather footballer, I think.
Would you? Well, this will be good because it's indoors. So
bonus.
So you won't be affected by the weather too much.
No,
so
is it heated?
Yes, it's heated as well. So it's my kind of venue as well.
As I say, I've never seen going along on a Sunday and getting totally muddy and wet and cold. And
what else is coming up? Because you can actually book the place out for kids' parties as well.
Yes, we can do kids' parties. We're actually, as I said, when I came on previously, that we're going to be doing sort of like on a Friday night, so Friday evenings and Saturday evenings, where we're going to be doing something for the teen scene, sort of like the teenager scene,
mm-hmm.
and doing sort of like where they can get together and they can either play on the Wii's or the Xboxes, or they can have a little kick around and things like that. So it's a place where they can come and feel safe. They can actually enjoy themselves, really.
And they might, while they're there, they might actually see some form of, like, you know, sport like football or something else that you
That's
do that
right.
they might want to come
That's
to.
That's right. And maybe, we haven't actually hooked it up yet, but maybe sort of like during the World Cup, we'd probably do something for them as well. So it's some place where they can come and,
to watch,
you know, relax
matches.
And things like that. Mm. So, you know, we really want to get to know all the youngsters in the area and things like that and really make it somewhere that they can really enjoy.
And they can even meet up with some of the soccer buddies as well.
Exactly.
And find out the sort of thing they're badgering their parents to buy for them to play around with in the garden.
Exactly. And they can actually try them out and see how they feel and things like that. So, yeah, it'd be good. Very, very good.
Give us all the web address details and things then.
Oh, right. The address is 20 Bot Lane, B-O-T-T Lane in Warsaw. And the telephone number is 01922-645-600. We haven't got a website as yet, so we just sort of on the landline and, you know, you can speak to either Jules or Greta.
Real people to talk to.
Yes. Real people.
I guess it's 01922-645-600, the phone number on Bot Lane in Warsaw. You can't miss it, can you, because there's signs
no.
and things outside.
No, that's right.
And you see the soccer buddy signs. And if you do want to buy a soccer buddy, what's the web address for that one? Because I know you've got a website
there. Yes, the web address for soccer buddy is soccer buddy, all one word, soccerbuddy.co.uk.
And
you can go on there. You can see all the everything about the soccer buddy and who we are and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Find out more about the company and the people behind it.
That's right.
Because you guys have all got training qualifications and everything as well for the
yes,
classes they run.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And Jules is sort of like an A-licensed coach. And, you know, he's got all his sort of like first aid and all that type of thing. So, you know, and we've got good links with all the local football clubs, Wolves, Warsaw, Birmingham City, Villa, so West Brom as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
oh, don't
good.
Mention the West Brom.
Oh. Are you a West Brom fan?
No, I mean Wolverhampton, so I'm a Wolves supporter.
Oh, right.
We don't
okay.
like West Brom, do
oh,
we?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
But Greta, good luck with the event you've got taking place
Thanks
over the Sports Relief weekend. It's Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th of March. Get yourself down there to Bot Lane in Warsaw. Pop along to the Sports Health Centre and you can have a great time and also raise a bit of money for Sports
for
Relief
charity,
too.
That's right.
Excellent course.
Help some maybe people that's less fortunate than ourselves.
Yeah. Greta, keep up the good work and
thanks, Jason.
Wish success with the rest of the project.
To you.
Lovely talking to you too. I'll see you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye. Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Back to the band we go.
Yes, I love my live music, Jason. I'm looking forward to hearing something else.
That was said with almost sincerity then, wasn't it?
No, I do.
It?
I like local music. I think it's... Do you know how much talent is
around? This is national music that just happens to be here. They're going to be big.
I know. Well, that's it, you see. We've introduced big bands, haven't we, Jason?
Okay, if you say so. So what are your plans for world domination then?
I mean, we just want to see how far we can get, really. Mm-hmm. We're in it for the music and we want to just see what we can do.
You're not here for the money?
No money, no money.
Oh, so we're not paying you. But see, Ben wants cash.
Ben. But I don't know. I mean, I know that me and Ash, I love playing the music and I love playing to the crowds and like the reactions that we get just makes it for me.
Yeah, so you've been doing quite a few bits and pieces around schools in the Cannock area, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been doing a small tour with a studio called Greenwood Studios just to promote an event that they're doing called Search for a Star, which is like a talent show kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And has that been going well? Been well received in the schools there?
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing. The schools have been... Oh,
schoolgirls throwing themselves at you?
Literally.
That must be your dream, Jason.
It's been great. It's been great, man. I'm having the time of our lives, I swear.
Have any of you got girlfriends?
This is the point where she normally tries to chat people up, but...
No, but I just think...
But I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, if I was, like, their girlfriend, I'd get a bit jealous, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's single.
That could be a groupie.
Did you like his legs? Would you want to go there?
It's very warm.
It's all the hair.
I get very cold, you see.
So, yeah, Okay. It is perfectly normal for Zoe to flirt with the band. Al doesn't know what to do with himself.
It was a serious question. Because it can get in the way, can't it, when you've got relationship trouble and you're trying to do music and you've got girls throwing themselves at you. And
you're off on the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't got to that stage yet.
Well,
but
yeah, we're not in foreign countries by ourselves yet. We're just still in Cannock.
But it's almost like a foreign country.
Lower, my girlfriend lives in Cannock.
No. Okay, someone she found online, she lives in Aberdeen, and he's never met her. That's what we read into that one, I think. And he's not saying anything to that, so
I'm very quiet.
Yeah. I've got him everywhere.
Okay. You have a girlfriend everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
I can't wait for Charles to hear
this. There will be war.
Is he in trouble already?
Already, yeah, and that's before you started flirting with him as well.
That was me.
You're going to try and cop off with Ben now, are you?
Oh, I don't know.
Might affect his playing.
Do you think so? If I tickled the back of his leg.
Right, you tickle his legs whilst they play another tune. Ben, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, Zoe's
not the singer anyway.
Zoe will now tickle him whilst he attempts to play. What's the next tune we're going to hear from you?
This next one's called Scream Your Heart Out, and it's our new single, the one that we've just finished.
This is the A side to the EP, as it were.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, take it away then.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She was far from perfect for me. Not quite what I thought she'd be.
You touched him up. Oh. Applaud.
Did it affect him, do you think?
Well, he put a smile on his face. I think he was slightly disturbed. Ben, you weren't put off too badly there.
I missed a chord.
It has been said before.
If there is any mistakes, you find it's because
yeah. There we go. If it's not like it was when you heard him perform live somewhere at a school in Cannock, then you'll know the reason why. Well, there we go. Cheers, boys. We will hear that other track from you. Okay, we'll do that in a bit. We'll have the electric version of this time. So we'll do that a bit later on. But meanwhile, we'd go to the telephones once more.
Please.
And joining us now is John Mitchell from It Bites. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Are you good?
I'm very well indeed, thank you.
We'll cover some of the history in a moment or two's time. But first of all, Zoe, I want to play you a bit of a tune.
Go on then.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, this you will remember.
Ooh, that's it.
Ed Bites calling all in. I'm going to cut it before the good bit because you've got to pay if you want more. Okay, Zoe.
That's exactly right.
There we are. So that's teased, everybody. John, yeah, there's some history to Ed Bites, isn't there?
There is indeed. Ed Bites has been around since the beginning of time, but it's slightly different monster to the one it was when back in the heyday in the 80s. There's a different singer now, and it's
there
me.
There is, and it's you. In the 80s, you were a fan, weren't you?
That's right. I was just a little, a wee nipper, and... Yeah, I was a massive fan, used to go to all the gigs, and so did Jason Perry, incidentally, before I embarrass myself. Jason Perry and Adam Perry from A used to run around after the band up and down the country, and so it wasn't just me.
There were many,
they're a
many
much revered band in the prog rock stroke pop circles.
Yeah, and it's to me, that was probably pop, but they definitely were a prog rock band when you look at all the other stuff that they did, weren't they?
That's exactly right. Well, they tricked the record company at the time into thinking they were like posh Duran Duran, and then the second album they just freaked everybody out with a load of really over clever music, and then subsequently stopped selling records.
Can be the way it goes. Everything stopped in about 1990. The 2006, it all got going again with yourself.
That's right, yes.
The helm. But the reason I said we need to be able to pay for that tune, the band itself hails from the Cumbria region, and it didn't have a good time last November, did it?
No, it didn't. No, it was just torrential floods and basically, you know, of biblical proportions, you know, and an awful lot of people that Bob knows are from the area, you know, whose homes were destroyed and stuff. And it sort of, you know, it touched a nerve with John and Bob. And actually, Peter Travis from Marillion suggested that we re-record it and just get a bunch of our friends on and just, you know, try and raise a bit of money and, you know, in order for the, you know, the appeal, you know, the flood appeal.
Now, what we heard there was the re-recorded version. And after that,
was it really?
I couldn't tell the difference.
No, I was going to say.
You couldn't tell the difference. No. Sneakily enough, it's down a semitone, but it is different to the original. It's completely new recording of it. The original didn't have a distorted guitar on it either. So
we'll have to buy it and listen more closely, won't we?
Yeah, dig deep, 79p or whatever it is from wherever it is.
iTunes and Amazon. All you need to do is search It Bites. Make sure you get the new version of Calling All the Heroes.
Don't get the original one because that's not helping anyone.
well, it would be.
The rest of the band will get royalties from it, so they'll be happy.
But I don't. No, kidding.
Well, I'm sure you're not taking any cut from this at all, are you?
No, I'm not at all, no. It's not going into my Zurich account or anything.
I presume it'll have like the year that it was recorded, or does it have like new version on it, or just?
Well,
so
I produce records when I'm not doing this. We just built it from the ground up, and we just recorded a completely new version. And we had about 2 days. The funny thing is, we had about 2 days to record it all and get everyone's parts together and convince everybody that you know was going to be involved, that they need to be involved. And
because there is a load of people involved, isn't there?
Well, yeah, originally, yeah. Well, there are quite a few, you know, Jeff Downs from Asia, John Wetton from Asia, Steve Hogarth from Marillion, Pete Travis from Marillion, Jason from A. There were a few other people, Muta, to be on it, but we just didn't have the time to get them on there, like Howard Jones was going to be on it, and Guy Garvey was interested, but, you know, just again, you know, time constraints, and we just had to get it out, so, you know. And we just basically quickly, we recorded it quickly, and then, of course, there's all the red tape of getting it, you know, uploaded, and... onto iTunes and whatnot, and all the contractual stuff. Mm-hmm. So once you've got through all of that, you'll find you're actually a couple of months down the line, and nobody remembers anything about, you know, the disaster that happened in Cumbria, unfortunately. But
the work is still being done to put things
exactly
right there,
and exactly that. And you know, there's still an awful lot of devastation up there, and it's, you know, it's still a very relevant ongoing thing. You know, so yes, and it's still it's a very worthy cause. So. Everybody dig deep.
Yep, go out there, buy it. Let's make sure it gets back into the charts, same as it did first time round. By Amazon and iTunes, just search for It Bites Calling All the Heroes. What else is going on with the band at the minute? Because so you're touring at the moment and stuff.
Well, we better go on tour. Yeah, we're going out. We're first night of our new, our next tour is in Glasgow, and that's on Friday. Then we're going out, we're doing about six dates, and then we're coming back for a day, then we're flying out to Japan and doing Osaka and Tokyo. So it's, non-stop in the world of advice, and then we've got to get another the next album finished, and then, you know, it's pretty much full on, you know. And I've got to kind of do it in between my producing commitments as well, so it's an all-consuming thing, really.
I bet it's exciting at the minute, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's very exciting. Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's it's tremendously. It's just nice to keep busy, and you know, we found that from doing the first tour in 2006, more and more people are coming to the concerts, you know, and we're starting to do bigger venues now. So that's quite good as well, you know.
Well, it's all good to hear. It's great you're doing the bit for charity, and that also prompts people, I think, to go off and buy the new album when it's out. Once again, search for that in iTunes and Amazon, pick it up there, and put some money in your pockets after you've helped put the world to rights in Cumbria. I think that's a fair deal, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Good things come to those who actually do good things to others, I think, is the way the world
is. Is that an actual phrase, Jason?
I've just made it up.
You just made that
up. No,
right,
it's something like that, yeah. Do unto others what you do, I don't know, something.
buy records and don't nick other people's music, I think, is the other one.
The 80s, don't download things for free.
That's the way. John, thanks for joining us. Let you get back to what else you got going on, and have fun at your first gig back on the road on the 5th up in Glasgow.
Indeed, thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers
very
much.
Thanks.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Do you think we ought to have some more music now, Jason?
Well, we've had a blast of it, bites, but yes, what do you want more?
It's got me in the musical mood, that.
Well, we've got the guys, they've got your CD. We're allowed to play a CD by you then, are we?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So less effort, I think, is where we go in there. So what now? Explain the difference, then, because we've heard the acoustic version of this tune, haven't we?
Yeah. This one is our first recording of this time, and then we've just had that and two other tracks re-recorded for a new EP that should be coming out soon.
I think you'll be surprised, actually, the difference. I mean, I haven't heard it, but I mean, I have heard bands say before now that when they play live, it's totally different to what they've done in the studio.
Really,
so
yeah.
With it being electric and drums, though, it's a lot more energetic. Yeah. It'll make you dance more than our acoustic version.
Oh, dear.
So okay, I want to see you.
I'd like to see that, Jason.
I'm not dancing, but the worry is that Ali's going to do himself an intro.
Almost definitely.
That's the only bit that's a problem. Okay, here they are, then. They're some happy ending, and this is This Time.
Just wanted
They are some happy ending. That was this time. So, do you enjoy it more electric or in real life?
I don't know, actually, because I do a lot prefer live music, I must admit. But, yeah, it was very different, wasn't
it? But
it's
local, isn't it? It's local, no, so you enjoyed it.
I was trying to think who they remind me of, and I've just thought of it while listening to that. McFly.
No, no.
He's a dude.
So many people say this.
Just because he looks a bit like the one who stands at the front. Dear.
Or Green Day, possibly.
I'd go for more Sum 41 myself.
We can live with that.
Much less of an insult, isn't it? But
I don't know, they've made a lot of money.
Yeah, he actually did.
A lot of girly fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
you could.
Do you want to be adored by the screaming teenage girls?
I think so. I think that's the plan. That more than anything.
Yeah, that you can cope with all that. Okay, so good to hear from you. Thanks for popping in. We've got to the selling point now, but first of all, there's someone you want to wish happy birthday to, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. My friend Rachel Watton. She's 18 today, so I wanted to say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to Rachel. I hope you've had a lovely day. And that Al bought you a
really... Will she be going out? Is she going out anywhere?
Does that really matter?
She's going out for a meal with the parents.
Oh, is she?
She had a surprise party yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I suppose she'll make up for it the weekend, though, won't she?
I hope so.
Yes, it's never good having a birthday on a school
Mid-week,
night, is it?
No. It's no good.
Literally a school night in this case as well, but there we are. Right, so the sales pitch time. People have liked what they've heard, I am sure. Where can they find out more? And
Well, if anyone wants to contact us or book us or anything like that... a company called Greenwood Studios, they manage us. And okay. If you speak to Pete on 07870 147 393.
Do that number again, slower and in English.
Sorry. 07870 147 393.
Yep.
Or if you send them an email at info@greenwoodstudios.co.uk, mm-hmm. then you can get in contact with us.
Or Google them. And you've got MySpace isn't up and running at the moment, but you can be found on Facebook if you search for you, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. If you search Some Happy Ending into Facebook, you'll find our group. And we've got some videos on there and the tracks that you've heard today. And we love to hear from everyone that's listened and things like that.
So. Especially nice girlies.
Yeah. And old women who want to touch Ben's legs. You're happy with that, mate? It would line you up at a queue of women?
Yeah.
Just to stroke your legs and play with your beard?
Yeah. That brings in the ladies.
Yeah. Works every time, apparently. Okay, well, cheers, but that's for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Sadly, not able to get hold of Oliver Rowe. He's been rather busy rehearsals, I'm guessing, with the Garrick Youth Theatre guys.
Oh, what a shame. But, I was looking forward to that.
Litchfield Youth Theatre over at the Garrick. Well worth popping along to see. I know we had a chat about it a while ago. In fact, I've been trying to organise something with him since Christmas, because I spoke to him in January, and we just haven't had a chance. He's been rather busy.
Oh, what a shame.
But it's well worth nipping down there. Find out more, search for Litchfield Youth Theatre online.
I'm sure it'll be very good.
They will be very good, but there we go. Right, time for us to clear off then.
How exciting, my first one back.
I know, you're going to turn up next week as well.
I will do, yes. I've got somebody planned, I think.
Really?
Yes.
You're that organised? Yes. A week in advance? That's so not like you. So what have you got planned for next week, then?
No, I think I'm joking. It's the week after.
Next week we should be having music from The Sound of the Ladies, and also joining us on the phone, Rory Morrison.
Ooh.
Radio 4 newsreader.
Oh, very good.
That's the plan so far. Fingers crossed everybody...
Is it confirmed?
They're both confirmed, but you never know.
I know.
Whenever you confirm and mention something, it changes, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, if Jimmy Franks is anything to go by.
Let's not go there. I'm hoping to see Jimmy next week. In fact, that's the thing. On our record night next week, I'm supposed to have a meeting with Jimmy Franks, so I've got to sort my meeting times out. I can ask him why he doesn't want to talk to you.
Please,
In fact, I can probably explain to himself why he doesn't want to know
perhaps
why he shouldn't talk to
you. Stalking him or something.
It's quite possible. But there we are. I guess you'd like that. But there we go. So, once again, thanks to the boys for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And give us the web address once more time if people want to find you for the whole thing on Facebook. It's just search for...
Some Happy Ending.
Okay. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Does the job. Okay. And Zoe, you can now stalk them instead.
Okay.
And you explain to them whilst you think it's okay to wear pink shoes.
I know, I could see it. I saw you when you were talking. You were looking at my socks.
I've been meaning to mention the state of your outfit.
My feet are really cold, to be fair.
So you're wearing ridiculous pink socks and pink shoes with beige trousers and a yellow jumper.
Well, you see, when I'm at work, my feet are under the desk so nobody sees them.
That's a good thing. Put carrier bags around them. That'd work next time. Back for episode 39 next week with another fashion faux pas from Zoe. Don't have this trouble with Nina. She's dressed by Gokwa, and so, you know, no worries there.
Ta-ra
for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.